The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Kim in the studio as well as Aviana Barrientos. And Kim, I'm just going to embarrass myself live on the air. I don't know your last name, and I asked Diamond yesterday, and then I forgot because I'm terrible with names. So, Kim, you're going to be at the controls for the next week while Diamond's on vacation. So tell everyone your last name.
Ansley.
Ansley, that's it. Oh my gosh, I hate when I can't remember a name, but it's so great to have you on the controls. It really is. And yeah, I've got Marie Early in studio and Lexi, the whole team is
here.
We've got the team here, and we were very excitedly talking about going to the Giants game, the Dallas and Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants season opener, which will be so much fun next weekend.
That would be a blast.
So it's sold out, but we're going to do like the standing room or whatever it is.
It's fun either way.
At the stadium.
The stadium's great.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a long time. I took my whole crew from Adrift there Thanksgiving about 5 years ago. And I used to be a season ticket holder for the Dallas Cowboys.
What the heck happened?
Well,
it could have come in handy. It's all right.
Well, I'm not dead yet. Maybe we'll do it again. But yeah, love the Cowboys. Love football season. You're going to laugh. So last night, you know, was like the official kickoff, if you will, the first game of the season. I my television was on. For the first time since the Super Bowl, or maybe the Academy Awards, whatever was the last big thing on television. But you're going to laugh because actually Lexi was at my house yesterday meeting Time Warner Cable, Spectrum.
Yeah, and he couldn't figure out how to do your TV.
Well, guess what? So I came home and I got the TV on, but I couldn't figure out how to change the channel. So no football for me last night.
Oh, no.
I guess I'm going to have a guy come over.
Your TV's wonky, though.
And show me. Maybe Ryan will come over and show me, Lexi, how to change the channel.
He'll probably
on my
not be able to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, if the Spectrum guy can't figure it out.
He was like, I don't know. And I was like, she doesn't use it that much, so don't look at me.
You have to stand in another room to change the channel.
Yeah, you know how to do it. Aviana's at the house all the time.
You have to literally stand like in between the door and the TV and look at the TV, but like put your hand in another room to change it. It's wild.
I need to fix that.
It's wild.
It's too crazy. I gotta get somebody in there to fix that. Who should I call?
Who are you gonna call? Were you going to say that?
Like, who should I call? I'm serious.
Do you know Marie?
Does anybody know? 214-787-1190. Who should I call?
I don't know.
Okay. Call me.
I'm pretty good
call me and let me know.
TV remotes.
Yeah. And Marie is here today.
I
and
like
she's,
to fix things.
She does like to fix things. And she's an expert in making Jell-O shots. She could actually start a business.
She should.
Doing Jell-O shots.
It's messy.
Yeah, it's messy. Marie's going to be doing the Jell-O shots for Lexi's
baby
upcoming
shower.
Baby Turn shower.
Up. Boop, boop.
Yeah, we're having a baby shower and we're serving Jell-O shots, but not for you, Lexi. You have to have the. Yeah.
It's cool.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah.
Everyone else gets a little drunk. That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, and we'll have good food and all kinds of stuff. Well, you know, it's so great. What a casual way to open the show. Do we want to talk about circumcision like we were before we went live? I've got this article in front of me, why fewer guys are getting circumcised and not having one. I don't know what it would feel like to have one and what it would be like to be circumcised or uncircumcised. And I wonder what it feels like for a guy. Do they have a preference? I would love to hear from some guys.
Some don't have a say.
It says in that article that the uncircumcised penis is more sensitive.
Yeah, because it's covered all the time.
Because it's covered, yeah.
Ooh,
so when you uncover
it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
There's some other stuff I could go with that, with the opposite sex, but I won't. But that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Okay, and so Lexi Brinkley is pregnant with her first child. It's a son.
Yep.
And his name is going to be Wayne. We're going to call him Little Wayne. He's the size of an eggplant right now.
Yep.
And you've pretty much already decided you're going to circumcise him, right?
I mean, that's what my thought was. But then Marie said that she had a friend who decided to let her child choose when he got older. I just don't know. I don't know about that. It just seems more traditional just to get it done and not have that. But who knows?
I was talking to a guy yesterday, too, about, like, you know, how guys all go to gym and they shower together and stuff. And they're always checking out each other's
package.
Yes.
What if they compare?
You wonder, is that going to embarrass the child? Or?
Exactly. Like in elementary school, in gym class.
I don't know what the ratio is these days of circumcised.
I think you should leave it alone. And I think you should let him decide. That's what I would do.
I feel like that kind of procedure when you're older is a little intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like just getting it knocked out, no rights for my child to choose. Sorry.
But there are some side effects that it can over time lead to
less sensitivity. And then they say like infection and all that from the surgery or the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a pee-pee right after circumcision. It's sad. It makes me a little sad. I'm like, I don't know if I want to put my child through that right after he's already just come out into a world of the unknown and then he's being chopped.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would do it. It seems so
unnatural
to me.
Maybe I'll wait a couple days and let him chill.
I wonder what the aftercare is.
Well,
you just have to clean it.
Yeah. And do you have to interview the doctor and find a good doctor that's going to do it right?
They specialize.
Yeah, what if they jack it up?
I know.
Have you ever, and that includes Kim and Diamond in there, have you guys ever been with a man that is uncircumcised? I have not.
Marie has.
Marie, what was that like?
My boyfriend is Scottish.
Yeah.
Her
current.
Uh-huh. Yes. So he's not.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And how does he feel about it? Does he like it?
Oh, he's proud of it.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, so there's a different perspective on
I'm not hating on uncircumcised men. It's just I've never seen one or had one around me. So,
yeah.
And Ryan's is circumcised, so he'll probably go with that preference.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Does he get to say because it's...
I would think so.
Because he's the man. He's does he get to say? I don't know. That's an interesting question. I wish a shrink was here.
I know.
Didn't he get to pick the name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were collective. We picked it together. I just had other options and he shot him down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's okay. It's all right. You got to make sacrifices. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially for your children.
I don't know. I don't know
For the children.
What'd you say?
Do it for the children.
Oh, do it. Do what for the children?
Make sacrifices.
Oh,
like Lexi said.
And I hate to say it, but for a while there, you're going to be the one cleaning
the pee-pee.
Oh, for sure.
That. So you're going to
maybe forever. Well, till he's diaper.
Ew, I better not clean his pee-pee forever.
Yeah, you know. Hey, you know what? I want to say for anybody out there having a baby, and I this popped into my head. You know, there's a squatopotamus.
Yeah.
There's a squattypotamus.
Get it for
like
Christmas.
A squatty potty.
It's cute.
Yes, like you get a squattypotamus, you can get a squattypotamus for your child for Christmas, but it is good to teach them at an early age to properly eliminate on the Western toilet.
Yeah.
Because potty training is difficult.
I still don't have a squatty potty.
Yes, you do. I bought you one.
Oh, okay.
It's in my car.
One. Yay.
I bought you one.
I can put it in my new house.
Yeah, she's moving to her new house, and so I won't see Lexi every morning with Bonnie Brinkley and Turner Burner.
Our morning coffee is going to have to...
I know. I'm already sad. I went out this morning, and you were gone so early this morning, and I felt your absence.
My absence. My absence on the property.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we have a really great show coming up. I'm really looking forward to it. We have Maura Davies, of course. We have her every week on the show. But Dr. Jack Wolfson is a doctor of osteopathic medicine, and he is a board-certified cardiologist as well with over 14 years in practice. He is the author of the Amazon bestseller, The Paleo Cardiologist. And we're going to be talking about the natural way to heart health. We're going to be talking about aspirin and heart disease because so many Americans take aspirin thinking that it is good for you. Well, we're going to hear what he has to say, Dr. Jack Wolfson, coming up next here on One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos, Lexi Brinkley, Marie Early's even in studio with us today, and I have Maura Davies on the line. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA, that is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. You can find Maura at www.spca.org. And we're talking today about pet obesity and putting a collar on your pets, which is one of my pet peeves, no pun intended. It really upsets me when I see an animal that doesn't have ID on them, because I have picked up so many strays over the years and I can never find the home. And it's stressful for the community, it's stressful for the pet, and it's stressful for the owner. So let's talk about this. I'm gonna talk about it.
This is something we talked about, because
right,
Turner and Bonnie destroy each other's collars when mm-hmm. they play, and yeah. so it's like such a hassle for me to keep a collar on them, right. and it's irritating when I'm trying to sleep at night, right. and I hear their every move
right.
from the jingling on their yeah. collar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It is, and that's in fact that's one of the most common reasons that people take their collars off.
Yep.
But all kinds of things can happen. There could be an emergency in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, if you live in an apartment building, like an evacuation or something like that, or even in your own home, a fire alarm could go off, and you should always have your ID on your pet, unless you're bathing them, and then you remove it and then put it right back on. Because mm-hmm. I can tell you, I have picked up literally hundreds of dogs off the streets of Dallas, Houston, New York, any place I've ever lived. And it's really distressing for me, the dog, because I ultimately want to get the dog back to their owner.
Right.
You know, unless, of course, the dog is in dire straits and obviously no one has cared for it for a very long time. Then I'm never looking for the owner again, unless I'm forced to, if it has a microchip in them and it's, you know, identified. But,
right.
You know, it's a problem. And it's the reason there's so many homeless animals on the street.
Well, it's like Susan. You can clearly tell someone put a collar on her, yep. but they didn't do that to show ownership. They did that to make her look friendly. I think mm-hmm. like she had just gotten lost.
Yeah.
Because when we found her, that collar had no identification. She wasn't chipped and she was covered in spurs and all those things. Yeah. And
she had been on the street for about a month.
Yeah.
No one took her in. Until she found.
And that's the thing is when I first saw her, I was like, that's someone's dog. She's clearly right. going to go home.
Right.
And that was my thought. And then when she showed back up and was so sweet and I'm like, this has to be someone's dog. Nope. Just yeah. someone probably just got tired of her, put a collar on her, made her look pretty.
Yeah. And so she's darling. She is so darling. I'm going to get a video of her when I go into the sauna. She won't leave my side. So or Lexi's, who depending upon. So Lexi's getting ready to move. So Susan's going to be at the homestead with me. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep her. I can't imagine pushing her off on somebody else now. I've grown. You would think I've had her for 20 years. You would actually think I've had her for 20 years. And Maura, you're on the line now. How are you doing?
Yes, hi, good. Oh, I've been here. I was trying to say hi. Here I am, and I don't know anyway.
Okay. Well, we couldn't hear you. Yay. No big deal. But you're hearing the Susan story, so
precious.
Yeah, and you should see how this. She is absolutely adorable. I have never seen a dog do what she does. She sits on her hind legs like a human. And have you seen it, Lexi? You saw it, right?
Yes, she'll stand for you.
And she'll stand, and she is as cute as can be, and she's feisty but yet sweet, and she's about 7 years old. You know, we've talked about this, and I'm just so happy that she walked onto my property. And the last thing I need is another dog. It really is, but I just can't turn her over to anybody now. I can't. I'm already in. I'm fully in. So,
you're a foster failure.
Yeah. So, you know, but let's talk about this, the importance of putting a collar on your pets from the perspective of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Absolutely. It is so important to have collars on your pets and also microchips. Those two items working in conjunction can make the difference between your pet coming home and not coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason both are really important is that a collar is a really quick way for people to be able to say, okay, I know who this baby's is. I'm going to call him.
Right.
For example, my pets, well, my cats, my rats don't wear collars. They stay in their enclosure. But the cats, which are indoor cats only, they both have a collar on all the time. And all that collar has is it has their rabies tag, vaccines, it has their microchip tag, and it has their name and my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So that if anything horrible should happen, if somebody broke into our house and they got out a window or an open door or whatever, a neighbor can instantly know, okay, I'm going to call this number, text this number, and that person will be here, stat.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important. But also, I want to stress the importance of adding that microchip layer, because if something else happens, if your dog or cat gets loose and you don't mean them to, but they get out, maybe that collar could get snagged on something. Maybe something else nefarious is going on. A lot of pets, sadly and unfortunately, are stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And that person who has stolen that pet, of course, the first thing they're going to do is ditch that collar, or the tags at least. And the microchip is something that they can't remove, that if a veterinarian's office or an animal shelter checks that microchip, that will absolutely tell you, okay, this pet goes back to this person here.
Yeah, and the microchip, you do have to update the information or be in contact with them once a year to pay a fee, right?
Well, actually, microchips, the ones that I use, that we use, you get your name on there, and that's it. I mean, there are some services that you can pay extra for, but my pets, all I do is since I haven't moved, my pets still have the same information, my same phone number, my same address that they've had since I registered their microchips. So if you move, it's imperative to make sure that you change your information. If you switch cell phone numbers or phone numbers, update that to make sure people can find you. I've had a situation happen where I found a cat in the neighborhood. Of course, it was easy for me to bring him into the SPCA of Texas and have that microchip scanned. But here's where it got complicated. So our lovely folks here helped me call the person and say, hey, you know, they left a voicemail. We found your cat. Could you give us a call back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people called back and said, oh, that's not my cat. I gave it away.
Oh, wow.
Who did you give your cat to?
Yeah.
Long story short, we eventually tracked down everything, and that's great. It just was very difficult because the information hadn't been updated. So you have an excellent point there.
Yeah. What about putting an email address on your tag? Has anybody ever done that? I just thought of it while we were on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I know people out there who have done that as well. So whatever works best for you, whatever form of communication that you're going to respond to the quickest,
yeah,
put that on there.
Well, as a backup too, like, yeah, what if you lost your phone or something like that, but you could still get your email through your computer.
Yes.
Just all these things to think about. And I think about this crazy story. My brother, back in Houston, this is like 20 years ago, he had this little poodle. I think his name was Timmy Two-Step or something like that. He had a car accident. And the dog jumped out the window and was running down the street out of fear. And so this woman who just happened to be driving through town on her way to Florida, she drove from Florida to Los Angeles, I believe, every year during the change of season. And anyway, she just happened to be going down the road and she rescued Timmy. And then so she took the dog to Florida with her for, like, I don't know, like 8-9 months or something before she was traveling back through. But my brother absolutely loved his dog, like a lot of people do that just don't realize the importance of putting a collar on your pet. Anyway, make a long story short, he never gave up putting signs up. And so that same route that she was traveling where he lost her or him, like a year later, he got his dog back. And that's such a crazy story, right?
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But my point is, even like a car accident, the dog jumped out of the car you know, because it was scared. And it can happen. It can. Mm-hmm. What do you want to say, Marie?
I was wondering if you knew much about the dog GPS.
Oh.
There's new products
really
out
cool
there.
Too.
No, I have those. The tiles.
How do they work?
There are other items too that you can get, other products that do the same thing where you can track them. They usually link up to an app or a website, and you can see your pet. Actually, this is great for pets that you know are escape artists.
Yeah.
That's an extra layer of security right there.
Yeah. Well, Susan's an escape artist because she can't be, she has to be right by our side. I mean, right by our side. She's very obedient, just a great little dog. But I had her in the backyard with my other dogs, you know, in the last couple of days, and it was really funny. I keep a really close eye on them. And anyway, she's so little, she got out under this one little crack in the fence. And I was like, Susan, you know, like going all over the property looking for her. Like, and I text Lexi and I said, oh, my gosh, I've lost Susan. And she put LOL, I've got her, because she went over to Lexi's back door.
She shows up on my side.
But when
I was over there, she was at the front door.
At the front door. Yeah, she's just a little stinker. I think she's probably got some anxiety issues from being on the street for the length of time that she was. And she's so attached to Lexi and I that she just, you know, can't be alone. She just can't be alone, at least not for now. So anyway, there's so many great dogs out there. And you know what? We were going to talk about pet obesity. We're running a little bit out of time. So let me ask you this. Pet obesity, it is a big problem, isn't it?
It is a big problem. Actually, it's estimated that about 59% of cats and 54% of dogs in the U.S. are overweight or obese. And obesity can lead to all kinds of issues, respiratory, metabolic, endocrine disorders, kidney dysfunction, chronic inflammation, orthopedic disease, skin conditions, cancer. My cat, because he was obese and I knew he was obese, we were working on it and I didn't get to it quick enough, he became where he was insulin intolerant, and so he had to get an insulin shot every day.
He became
diabetic because he was obese, and as soon as he lost the weight, he went into remission.
Yeah, my dog Ruby looks like a pig. She's so fat. I mean, she looks like a little pig.
She has gotten thick.
She's tubby.
And I don't know what's going on with her. If it's just like she's getting older and her metabolism isn't as good as it used to be. She gets the same amount of exercise as all the other dogs. They eat about the same. You know, I only feed them the same amount every day, and I just don't understand it.
It may be time to speak with a veterinarian just to kind of do a rebalancing. Is it a diet change that's needed? Is it a different exercise plan? I mean, if anyone out there, if you can touch your pet and you cannot feel their ribs because of the little fat that's around it, then your pet is obese.
Wow.
You should be able to feel but not see your pet's ribs.
Yeah, I can't even get my exercise in, let alone the dogs. But I'm going to work on it because it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
Maura, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. We'll see you at the Fur Ball here real soon, just in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much. See you soon.
Yep, see you soon. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got a great show continuing on. Dr. Jack Wolfson is coming up. We're going to be talking about aspirin and heart disease. You're listening to One Life Radio. I want to get out of this. I wonder, is there anything?
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hey y'all, it's Bernadette. We are so excited to be Ruby sponsors for the SPCA Fur Ball this year. And you know what? We wouldn't be able to do it without the help of our sponsors, great companies like Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Well-Being Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. It takes a team to make a change, and helping the SPCA save animals in North Texas is just one of our many missions. Thank you for your support, too, and thank you for listening to One Life Radio. This is an oldie but goodie. I haven't heard this song in years. I love this song. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with, I've got Diamond Gray on the controls. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I even have Marie Early in studio with me today. And I have one of my favorite doctors on the line, Dr. Jack Wolfson. He is a doctor of osteopathic medicine and is a board certified cardiologist with over 14 years in practice. Dr. Wolfson is the author of the Amazon bestseller, The Paleo Cardiologist. I have a copy in my hand as I'm speaking, The Natural Way to Heart Health. I love you, Dr. Wolfson, and everything that you stand for. Thank you for jumping on with us today.
Thank you so much, Bernadette. And I think a lot of the strategies we talk about, too, is about, you know, keeping those glory days going, you know, so we're not
absolutely
walking around in chronic pain and everything hurts and we're tired and fatigued. We all want to be 18 again, you know, back into those glory days.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I think we offer the best strategies. Obviously, the medical side doesn't offer it.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And that is why I am so passionate about what you provide to our listeners. I really am. And let me tell our listeners where they can find you. WolfsonIntegrativeCardiology.com. That's Wolfson, WOLFSON, just like it sounds, WolfsonIntegrativeCardiology.com. Today, what we're talking about, I feel, is so important for so many people. How many people take aspirin to treat themselves what they think is going to help heart disease, and they're totally wrong, aren't they?
Well, you know, the Bayer Corporation and other companies that make aspirin, but of course Bayer is the most famous as the originator. It's just, I mean, they sold us this bill of goods for so many years that aspirin's heart healthy. Like, whoever built us, call that person God and evolution, you know, made us deficient in aspirin. Like, oh, we made a mistake. We need that aspirin to keep us healthy. Like, we don't. And in fact, if you look at the literature on aspirin usage, it's terrible, mm-hmm. and it's dangerous, and people don't get that. They don't understand that it increases the risk of not only stomach bleeds and gastrointestinal bleeding, but aspirin markedly increases the risk of having a brain bleed stroke.
Wow.
If you knew that, would you ever take that? Of course not.
No, no. Well, so can you tell us about a study that was recently conducted by the European Society of Cardiology regarding aspirin?
Yeah, so the Europeans, you know, tend to be a lot less bought than the American societies are. And the European Society of Cardiology at the most recent, you know, meetings basically came out of there and said, for primary prevention, meaning if you're out there and you take aspirin, but you've never had a heart attack, you've never had a stroke, you've never had angioplasty, stents, bypass surgery, you're just a, you know, 60-year-old person and otherwise relatively healthy, you should not be taking aspirin. There's no benefit. And then if you're someone who has had an event, there may be benefit, but the benefit is small. And what I am all about, and what the paleocardiologist book is all about, and my practice is all about, and the website is about telling people it's not about aspirin to health. It's about these are the strategies that we do to stay healthy, which, of course, is nutrition and leading a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. But the bleeding, the risk of bleeding is terrible. I mean, terrible. You could, like, ruin your life.
Well, I mean, and you could die, frankly.
Right, you could die. Yeah.
You know, from catastrophic bleeding, and it's just something that people don't think about because, unfortunately, millions of people are walking around taking aspirin and ibuprofen and Tylenol, and they take it like it's candy. And it's not candy. It's very dangerous stuff. In the case of Tylenol, it can cause significant liver damage.
Mm-hmm.
And ibuprofen can cause bleeding and kidney damage. And as far as aspirin's concerned, it's often been said that if somebody invented aspirin today and they tried to put it through the FDA for approval, that the FDA would never approve it because
really?
It's so dangerous.
Wow. Well, some people say that it's the single biggest scam in drug history. Would you agree with that?
Yes, you know, most certainly. Just because so many people take it thinking it's so beneficial and, you know, clearly it's not. You know, obviously we could say that statins could be a scam and, you know, I mean, you know, how about the drugs for osteoporosis? Talk about a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of ways that the pharmaceutical industry, along with the, you know, the media companies, of which the pharmaceutical industry really is just big media companies, you know, I mean, that's, you know, they scam us into taking all those pharmaceuticals all the time. The pharmaceutical companies are not in the business to develop new pharmaceuticals. They buy them from universities that are doing the bench research. They buy them and then they're marketing companies and they promote them and they release their marketing agents into the doctor's office, those people known as pharmaceutical reps, you know, that make, you know, $150,000 to $250,000 a year and up,
mm-hmm.
You know, walking into doctor's offices at their leisure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all a scam.
Wow. Well, isn't there a natural, I'm trying to think, is it willow bark? Willow bark that is the basically what aspirin is, except that's the natural version of it?
Yes. And in fact, there's a lot of natural blood thinners that are out there. And frankly, you know, Bernadette, listen, if you're eating the right foods and you're getting sunshine and you're getting sleep and you're getting away from all the environmental pollutants and toxins, that is the number one strategy to keep your blood flow normal. But if you're looking for extras, that's where things like garlic and other sulfur-containing vegetables come in, like onions. Like broccoli and even eggs contain high-dose sulfur, and those are natural blood thinners. Other natural blood thinners are names like natokinase, berberine, like you mentioned, willow bark, feverfew, bromelain, and then you know, vitamin C and vitamin E have natural blood thinning properties. Omega-3 fish oil and eating the fish keeps your blood nice and normal the way nature intended.
Well, are they still marketing? Is Bayer Aspirin, are they still marketing this product for heart health?
You know, when I go to, you know, because I speak all over the world, and when I do my PowerPoint presentations, I go to our friend, you know, Dr. Google, and I go onto Google, and I get these images, and they're coming right from the, you can go to the Bayer website right now, and you can see all the propaganda on their website, and nobody cares for all their claims, and they're on television, and they're in print media, and they're on the internet, and it's just, it's all marketing gimmickry that they use, and it's nice that a like, you know, a society like the European Society of Cardiology can come out, you know, with these statement pieces. And in fact, according to the American College of Cardiology, if you're 65 and younger woman, otherwise a healthy woman, 65 and under, aspirin is not only, it's not recommended, it is what's known as contraindicated. There, it's a class 3 recommendation where they're saying don't take aspirin for primary prevention
if
you're a woman 65 and under. And how many women hear that message? They don't hear that. They just see, you know, what Bayer and what Cheerios and Raisin Bran and what they put on television and and yeah, you know, Quaker Oats and their garbage oatmeal, all that stuff, you know, you know, they claim is heart healthy, and it's a, it's
well, and I have to ask the question. So women under 65, what about men?
So, you know, I mean, once again, when you look at the, you know, the sheer numbers, you know, the men, it gets a little bit more murky. But for men, you know, once again, primary prevention, the recent data from the European Society of Cardiology says do not take aspirin for primary prevention, men or women.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, that's all there is to it. So, but you know what? Speak with your doctor. And otherwise, if you don't like the doctor's opinion, then speak with another doctor. And if you don't like that person's opinion, speak with another doctor. It's very simple. It's just like anybody else in your life. If you have a you know, cable repair guy who comes to the house and you don't like him, well, then you find a new one. You know, so and we really should doctor shop that way as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to you staying on. You're going to stay on. We're going to talk about the top 5 heart disease drugs that you can go without, correct? Along with some other things. All right, Dr. Jack Wolfson, we'll be back. We're going to break. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to the ISSN.org. That's the ISSN.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi, Avi, and Marie all in studio with me, and Dr. Jack Wolfson continuing on with us. He is a doctor of osteopathic medicine and is a board-certified cardiologist with over 14 years in practice. Dr. Wolfson is the author of the Amazon bestseller, The Paleo Cardiologist, The Natural Way to Heart Health. I have so many questions I want to ask you, Dr. Wolfson. I'm just going to start with this because over the break, I did not realize that the American Heart Association is involved in this as well. And so I have to ask you, what's up with that? That, and why are so many doctors recommending a daily dose of aspirin to millions of people when there is such a great risk that comes with it?
Well, you know, once again, it's just, I mean, what does the doctor have to do? The doctor never learned anything about nutrition. They never learned about the importance of sunshine and sleep and relaxation and physical activity. We are trained in pills and procedures. And when you are trained in pills and procedures, that's what you recommend. So you recommend an aspirin. You recommend statin drugs. You recommend osteoporosis drugs. You recommend, you know, getting annual stress tests, and you recommend colonoscopy, and that's all they can do is recommend the mm-hmm. medical stuff.
Right.
And it's unfortunate, but I think the revolution is on. People, you know, they want better. They want real answers, and they want to prevent disease, and they're not finding it, obviously, with their typical doctors. So, you know, these societies better get on board, and the doctors better get on board, because the holistic doctors, their practices are all becoming full. I spoke to a holistic OB-GYN today. He says his practice is booked out for the next 3 months.
Wow.
So people are clamoring, you know, for that kind of care.
Well, yeah, I think the curtain has finally come down. How duped we've been as a society. The American public have just been duped. They have on so many different levels. Speaking of OBGYN, my OBGYN told me 5 or 6 years ago that the mammogram is antiquated. And in fact, it can actually give you breast cancer, can it? Repeated mammograms?
Mammograms are another one of the biggest shams in the history of history. It's a sham. And listen, radiation causes heart disease, radiation causes cancer, radiation causes brain damage. So why would you recommend a test that causes all those things? And that's mm-hmm. what a mammogram is. And clearly, the more mammograms you get, the more likely you are to develop cancer. And then, of course, the doctor says, oh, it's a good thing we kept checking because mm-hmm. look what we finally found. Yeah, but they caused it.
I know. Look what we finally gave you. Yay, we can make some more money now getting you well, right?
I've got patients that are radiologists, I mean, that come to see me for the best in holistic heart health. I've spoke all over the country. In fact, I'm thinking about this in your state at least when I spoke at Paleo Effects in 2016, mm-hmm. I met a radiologist husband and wife that were there from San Francisco, and he agreed with everything that I said and everything that was in my book about mammograms and nuclear stress tests and CT scans. He's like, I totally agree, but don't quote me on it because that's how I make my living.
Wow.
You know, I said, hey, I mean, I looked at it as an opportunity. I said, hey, man, let's take a picture here together. Let's do a little, you know, Facebook Live. And he's like, not a chance. I don't want to get fired, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah, mammograms are a sham. I prefer thermography.
Thermography, yes.
Yeah, and honestly, the best thing is just live a healthy lifestyle,
right,
and you'll be in good shape. Do monthly breast exams on yourself.
Right.
And you'll be fine.
Well, you know, the thing is, I don't think that insurance pays for the thermography.
No, they don't pay for thermography. It's, you know, typically it's around $200 to $250.
Right.
And like anything in life, it's a negotiation. You call up the business that, you know, runs them, and what are your fees for a thermography? Oh, we charge $275. Okay, would you be willing to accept $175 in this situation? Yeah, we'll take a, we're not that busy today. It's a, you know, it's going into the holiday weekend. Negotiate.
Interesting. Yeah, that's great advice. It is. And you're right. They do that for people that don't have insurance or would rather, you know, just have an effective what do you call a mammogram or a it's a diagnostic, an effective diagnostic, and not waste their money, as you said, and make themselves sick from exposing themselves to radiation.
Exactly.
So, you know, there's so much I could talk about with you, but let's stay on task and let's talk about the five heart disease drugs that you can go without.
Five heart disease. Okay. Well, obviously we talked about aspirin.
Right.
So let's call that number one. Maybe we'll come up with more as we go along.
Okay.
Number two, statin drugs give you a false sense of security. They have limited benefit and lots of risk. So there are better alternatives to statins. And I've got blog posts on this. I talk about it in my book. When you're talking about cholesterol modification, you can use things like berberine. You can use organic India psyllium husk powder. You can use our product called Superfood, which is chlorella spirulina. But understanding at the same time that cholesterol has benefits, that's why we produce it and why every animal species on earth makes cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
why eggs contain cholesterol, and so does breast milk.
Yeah.
Number three, most blood pressure drugs. Once again, you're not addressing the causation of what the problem is. You're not, you know, if blood pressure is high, there's a reason. Find the reason as opposed to the Band-Aid approach.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, for that, as far as number four would be blood thinners. You know, do you really need to be on one of these heavy duty blood thinners? And for, you know, millions of people are taking
Coumadin
for atrial fibrillation. And I would encourage listeners to go, if they have atrial fibrillation or a loved one, go to a website called chadsvasc.org, C-H-A-D-S-V-A-S-C, chadsvasc.org. And you can calculate your stroke risk if you have atrial fibrillation. And you can see it, there. And then what else? You know, number five. From a cardiac standpoint, yeah, a lot of people are left on. You know, they have an angioplasty, they have a stent, and they're left on some of these other heavy-duty blood thinners that are like super aspirins, such as Plavix and Effient. And a lot of time, Brilinta. Those are necessary for the short term, but may not be necessary for the long term. So speak with your holistic cardiologist or call my office. Get an appointment with me because there's no one else like me, and let's figure this out and let's get you off the drugs.
There isn't. And, you know, I have to say my mom and my dad both, when they, at the end of their life, the doctors have them all on Coumadin, you know, and one of the reasons that my mother died in early age is because she fell and hit her head, but the blood thinners that she was on, basically she bled to death.
Yes.
You know, from the Coumadin that she was on.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it's scary stuff. And, you know, one of the other things, you know, scary that's about Coumadin is the fact that Coumadin works because it interferes with your blood clotting system, specifically vitamin K. And the letter K came from the German word for coagulation, which we spell in America with a C.
Mm-hmm.
They spell it with a K, and it's a vitamin K inhibitor. Well, vitamin K, as it turns out, it's a pretty important vitamin in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And what vitamin K does is it keeps your calcium in your bones and out of your arteries.
Oh.
But if you're taking warfarin or Coumadin, vitamin K doesn't work, and that's why those people have a lot higher risk of coronary artery disease, because K is not working for them.
Wow.
So find another. I mean, listen, Bernadette, I spoke with a patient this morning, and the person has a mechanical heart valve.
Mm-hmm.
For a mechanical heart valve, there's no other solution except for warfarin. It just is what it is. But so many times there are other solutions and strategies to use. You just got to ask the right people for help.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, so many people don't understand they really can heal themselves. They can heal themselves. They can get off all the prescription drugs. You see it more and more now. I think, what do you think is the first step to get someone to go into that direction, especially somebody elderly that's so afraid of getting off their meds?
I think, you know, once again, is that if they're not willing to or not able to maybe read a book like mine or listen to my book, it really is to find a good holistic practitioner and continue to educate and push. And listen, sometimes people are going to change, sometimes they're not, but all we can do is try. I mean, we're saving lives. It's just like my wife, you know, gets out there. My wife is always on the stump, and she's always talking about healthy children and healthy strategies mm-hmm. to raise healthy children, and she never stops. And a lot of people run away, but a lot of people run towards her, mm-hmm. and that's what we're trying to focus on, is getting people to run towards us. And
how's that new baby? Journey is her name, right?
Journey, yeah. She's been a journey, but she's fantastic. She just turned 8 months. She's
wow.
just starting to wave, and she's at that phase where they kind of mimic, you know, what you're doing. And she sees my wife embracing and kissing each other, and then she wants to get in on the action as well. So mm-hmm. it's a blast. And our 11-year-old, our 6-year-old, they're loving it, and they're just seeing how, you know, raising children the right way, that, you know, the holistic child has a glow about them, that, not to denigrate the other children, but the other children just don't seem to have that. It's like
yeah.
there's just a little bit of the spark that's missing mm-hmm. when those children are plugged into mainstream conventional lifestyles.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the hottest topics in the country right now is immunizations. We talked with Dr. Thomas Cohen last week about it, an autoimmune disorder and all kinds of things. Can't wait to have you back on the show when you've got a little time coming up in the next few months. Always a pleasure, and I thank you so much, Dr. Wolfson. I really do.
Thank you, Bernadette. Be well.
It's all you too. Have a great weekend. Everyone, you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. The H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And of course, Sunlight and Saunas. Amazing, amazing saunas. Check them out. Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about a dozen fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe, and Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, these are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year. Unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for Peter. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.